Starchate. If a language contains three terms from columns, it contains a term for red. If a language contains four terms, then it contains a term for either red, yellow, green, but that most. If a language Get a load of the golden rectangle.
Use this command to be heard on the show.
The smell of grilled chicken lingered after the last barbecues. The grown-ups, sitting outside in the early twilight, talked about how much the world had changed and how, with each day's turmoil and hugger-mugger in the Middle East and the Balkans, the children's school maps were growing steadily more dated. As they talked, a little boy spotted a spider web near the house, and he dropped a piece of his red paper napkin into its center. Then someone noticed the huge, horrible, hairy-looking spider crawling out onto the web. It tugged at the piece of paper, probably several times its own weight, determined that the web remained spotless to lure its prey. So these folks watched, transfixed, recognizing that for all the anxiety and bloodshed around the world, the seasons change. Life goes on, and our little spider friend watches its web, so it can pull some helpless little insect in and sink its slavering fangs into it and draw out all of its vital juices while it thrashes instantly.
Steps to your right are some open cells.
Open cells? No, thank you. I'm looking for something with, a toilet in it.
Right this way. How about something like this? This has a nice view.
This is much better. I don't really like shag carpeting, but it's
the bunk
quite roomy.
There's only three bunkmates in this one per bunk.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe something. How about number six? I think maybe a number six for a cell.
Number six? Well,
it's fully padded, has no of those unnecessary light
modules. Yeah, you wouldn't hurt yourself here. You'd fall down and you'd be perfectly
quiet. It's dark. All the way around,
and we can get those stains out with steam.
It's got a kind of bad smell, though, like someone upchucked in here.
We did have our Rule Your Own Life class in here. There were a series of stressful relationship seminars.
Don't you have anything more, homey?
Well, perhaps we'll have to look back here.
I do hope you can help me. I only have a limited amount of money to spend.
Well, how much? What is your range, let's say? What is your bottom? And what is your top?
Well, let's see. I got 27 cents here. Yeah. I can borrow 20 from Ruthie, and I got $14 in the bank.
Okay. That's good. I think that gives us something to work with. Now, that gives me an idea.
That's my 27 cents.
Yes, wait right here. I'll be right back.
I'm just going to go over here and see if this one is...
Gosh, that real estate agent is really pushy and grabby. And he's also sneezy and dopey and happy, bashful, grumpy... He's
and coffee, too. He's coffee.
KPFA, 94.1 FM on your radio dial.
Get down.
Coffee?
I've kicked it, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Bishop Joey is now off coffee. So
no more tasty cappuccino.
Take me out for a cappuccino. No matter.
Oh no! You.
How many cups of espresso you try to ply?
So you're a postum. That's right. A post-war baby. Huh?
I'm gradually loosening the bonds of Western civilization as I drift ever higher towards that supreme light. So I give up coffee this year. Next year, maybe I'll give up mysterious substances. Then maybe the year after that, I'll maybe give up sex.
Yeah.
No, I'll wait till the year.
Oh, no. Don't give up sex. Remember,
after that, let's see,
on the morning of November 23rd, 1983, the caretaker entered the Condor Papa's dancing club in
I'll give up.
Let's do the show.
Okay.
Jimmy the Beard Ferrazzo on top of a naked 23-year-old dancer, Teresa Hall, both pinned against the 12-foot ceiling by a trick piano, a gutted Steinway. No one could discover what had happened. Ms. Hill was so drunk she didn't remember getting on the piano. It took 3 hours to free her as the lift motor had apparently burned out. Someone speculated that Jimmy might have saved her life by a kick that cut the power. His body provided 2 to 3 inches of space. We presume the trapdoor only opened out. But at any rate, isn't love grand?
A whole lot of coffee.
They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. No tea.
And now, he's just stupid dancing on the, he's dancing around the coffee shrine.
All the farmers in Africa say, hey, hey. When they're ham and eggs need saving, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outside the deal. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
I like a bagel with green cheese.
Okay, we're rewinding your order now. And we'll lose it in the proper order.
Global searching and spirited debate, geologists say they have found the clearest evidence yet that a massive object smacked brutally into the Earth 65 million years ago, causing the mass extinction of the dinosaurs and many other forms of life.
And guess who's next, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeehaw!
Clues from glass fragments in a mysterious crater in Yucatan, where an abundance of the rare element iridium in sediments deposited worldwide at the end of the Sebaceous period, 65 million years ago.
Looked really awful, too.
Just how thick was it, Doctor?
So, how many
monies
does it make?
The on the external skeletons of these beasts caused them to revert to their original Adams in a great family of rolling reptiles. It was the Adams family, wasn't it?
Please,
Sandy Claus. Yeah, Sanity Claus. Everyone remember this.
Safety Claus.
It's getting to be that time of year when that giant, bloated, inflated god of greed that terrorizes all the little kids.
There he is now, rising high above the city, guaranteeing the safety of the Desian.
Oh, this looks fake.
No, it's real. Come on, Hal. It has to scare the entire city. It has to look real.
Now, kids, does this look real, or is this something made up? You know, I don't want you to be scared. So
a little safety
it's just
closet.
A special effect.
Oh, look, safety closet smiling. That means we've got a whole other year of happiness. Next year, 1992, will be a wonderful multi-arm year of happiness.
Happiness?
Emotion are dulled by my emotion to a
skyrocket your safety clause to happiness.
One more time.
Please.
When there's fearful signs of danger,
safety
clause calls on me.
Safety clause thinks we should spend less on defense. Apparently, he believes no one will ever attack us. So we don't need military protection.
Bringing us all down to our knees.
We say, oh, boy.
Folks, I'm going down to St. James Infirmary to see my baby there. Hey, she stretched out on that long white table, so pale, so cold, and so fair. Let her go, let her go, let her go, Lord bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find another sweet man like me. Now when I die, put me in my straight leg breeches, dress me in a box back suit with a Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so you can show all the boys I died standing pat. Then bring me 6 crap shooting pallbearers and 6 chorus girls to sing me a song. Put a red hot jazz band at the head of the procession to sing hallelujah, hallelujah as we walk along. Now that you have heard my story, hey boy, send me up another shot of that booze. And if anyone should ask you, tell them I got them St. James Infirmary Blues.
That probably would have sold better. Probably. You know, I have a question for a safety clause. I just got my medical insurance all paid up, but I got a really funny sharp pain here, and I was
really?
Just
right here.
Well,
don't worry. You can have all the medical insurance you think
really
you can afford in the year 2020. And
it won't make any bit of difference.
That's already taken place.
The pain is small.
Now Trump's cutting everybody's medical.
No. Slowly towards your brain.
Oh, no, don't say that. No.
Meteor. Hit
no.
That brainstem.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Ew.
Now, is this the way to go about things?
Just a moment. Gotta get that. I'll be right back as soon as I, oh, for heaven's sakes. Here, how do you work this thing?
Far away.
Long ago. Far away.
The surface of the sun has permitted people to see the northern lights of Aurora Borealis.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you want to back up to civilization.
Back to Western civilization?
Okay, yeah,
civilization.
Go for the goal. She's going to come down in the parachute. We might have to cut the parachute.
Pattern of the sun's
she's going to have the
magnetic field.
M16. We might have to cut the M16.
At the J.B. brings you first
Caesar's
up in the morning.
To UFO food. Over here. We may have to cut the rocket sled to UFO.
Of blowing
think,
gas.
And then we'll have, let's see, we've got the overlays. We've got the shadows of the soldiers. Alan's going to do the shadows of the soldiers.
We have some construction going on here.
Scrims.
It'll be done in a few minutes.
People to do work scrims. You think we can find those?
They're building a new brace for the front door. Come directly from the flares at the speed of light and arrive in about 8 minutes. Bursts of relativistic electrons and protons going near the speed of light and also a threat to sunlight and possibly passengers of high altitude aircraft and people on the
upper floors. Actually, there are things that go faster than the speed of light. They've just been discovered.
Not that it helps us any
pulse of electrons.
But something had 3 days later. Just waves that do not require a complex subatomic formation and molecular building. Just waves traveling through space.
By late yesterday, X-ray instruments on United States weather satellites had gone off the scale 3 times since the large cluster of sun spots on the rotating sun's northern hemisphere came into view. These powerful X-rays are a potential threat to all that we hold dear.
They're threatening most of the people you hold dear.
Hold that deer over there.
Not Bambi, not Bambi.
Family.
Leave little Bambi alone.
He's caught up in the police and the person there, the vicious killers, inhabiting the bodies of the dancers.
It's so sad.
Nice people like that should hug each other, not shoot each other.
Hugs, not drugs.
Planet.
Well, okay.
I don't think so.
Not. I mean,
you can't even breathe.
But, you know, I mean, why did I brought all this stuff down. Hey, everybody.
We've got 10 minutes left of show.
Doing the show here. No, we got more than that. Hardly by playing the...
Unless I shut her down early and get over to the cartoon drawing.
Show after show. There's no hurry. But right now we're spinning around with safety claws above.
Around and around, and I'm starting to feel sick.
I was merely suggesting a change of pace.
I'd just like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy show year.
Whee! Shut all the fans to the show and children with care.
The storm was violent, the waves were huge, and the noise was deafening for the soldiers in the landing craft on D-Day, June 6, 1944. As they neared the beach, the door dropped open and, well, you know exactly what they saw. And you can imagine what they felt. Treacherous breakers, withering machine gun fire, a long beach, huge cliffs, and near certain death. None hesitated. These brave, unselfish men jumped into the cold Atlantic waters. Two-thirds of them died soon after, so that we could live in freedom. And then, in our own time, Donald Trump wrecked it all.
The mystery of the dinosaurs.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, where did this come from?
I don't know. What is it?
Mark?
It's alive.
Oh, my gosh.
Alive.
This must be something
alive.
That you gave me that I didn't even read it or know about until now.
Wonderful. It's something to read on the train, that's for sure. Well worth the dollar. Well, it's all about
fascist blah, 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 blah. Oh, heavens, Billy.
Yeah.
And the title of the comic is Sin in Billy's Mouth. Because Aunt Bertha reaches in, he just starts pulling this demon out of Billy's mouth.
Yep. I was pleased by that one. I thought, well, these young cartoonists can really draw this stuff.
She's yammering at the demon, and Billy is saying, "My name is Billy." At the end, but
Billy.
Now it made me think, why don't I? You know, they like zines today. Take the Aunt Bertha comics that my brother and I made and reprint them.
Too late.
Maybe put some more.
Too late. They closed the Silver Sprocket down. There's no more place to go get zines.
Valencia has closed. Where do you put zines in?
Zines? Oh, my.
And, I just got two Christmas requests.
Oh, Christmas? Well, sure. You can. Doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, okay.
All I want for Christmas is
right.
Number one, I'd like my package of radioactive materials ASAP.
Hey, what's this? You're supposed to say world peace and...
Oh, world peace, yeah.
World peace and chopped carrot.
Everybody be nice
your
to each other.
Dogs and cats living together. And my course in success in sex and real estate. 12 easy to understand modular form.
Noel, Noel.
Born is the king of Israel.
Oh, no, that's customer service's kid.
No, customer service is the mom, Noelle. She's the kid.
Yes.
I hope we answered that to your satisfaction, and we've wished
better
Noelle
back up
and Noelle.
Figure
two times.
Noel, no, we, no, oh, no, N, no, oh, no, oh, oh, no, L, Noel.
You owe, but you know, you never know.
And you never pay, and you never go.
Never pay until after Christmas, at any rate.
That's a fact.
And then you'll go under. Into the substratum.
Into the economy of the U.S. as you sink lower
into the red.
Lower and lower into the quagmire of debt.
Quag
down.
Oh, quagmire of debt, you young man.
That the IRS prepares for everyone else.
Thank you.
And they
do. No, I
knew
that was going to happen.
Well, it almost didn't.
5 minutes left in the show, so we're going to wrap it up for the last show this
year. Oh, not more of that rap stuff. All
night, the goddess Kali crawled up both her forearms and daggers and attacked and blah, blah, blah. This is all a truth.
Well, this is, after all, the voice of Radio Subgenius. We bring to the greater Bay Area the unadulterated, infropulated vocal incarnation of the subdivine epistemology of subgenialism.
There's no unadultery allowed here.
And so, in the name of your host, me, Dr. Howell, I bid you a beef fondue as the show slowly sinks beyond the sunset and the baths of all the western star.
It may be that the gulfs shall wash us down. It may be we shall touch the happy isles and see the great Achilles whom we knew. Though much is taken, much abides, and though we are not now that strength which in old days moved heaven and earth, that which we are a bunch of old farts.
Equal
made by time and
heroic hearts, made weak by time and fate, but strong in will to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. Now you did it. That tore it.
Get us off the script.
Ew.
Someone that needs to press the interocitor linkage. I cannot do it from the outer control pod cubicle. Someone needs to connect us with these hypothetical callers.
Huh.
But there are no callers. They're too weak and limp.
Oh, you threw your clock away years ago, Pastor.
They're an hour and a half late in that movie.
Yes, this is me, Jocking, the world's oldest child, or the world's youngest child.
Oh, okay, should have said that.
The toughest of the
Now
toughest.
Bad things are happening. Big old scary bats.
The world's largest
scary bats.
And all the lights
I want to see the giant flying bat.
Space clothes.
Yes, she dressed herself in clothes to nudity. I want to see the bat. Bring on the bat. Bring on the bat. Now she's going to ope her dolorous phantoms for the light of day. This is a little bit much, don't you think?
Thought control.
Look at those things.
Those are called...
Those are aliens.
The thing. Can you take it?
Observation modules.
I speak that language.
No, those are in the back.
Now on the other
see
side,
what
see
the boys in the back room
yeah, this is
have.
Really fun part.
That's
and different. Tell them that I'll have the same.
It makes the light flicker and flash. Personally, that never happened with me.
See what the boys in the back room
he said.
I've
have.
Felt the earth
he goes
and tell them
ride.
That I'll and tell them that I'll and tell them that I'll have the same.
Another minute. He's really tiny in this shot.
Oh, okay.
Little tiny, teeny, 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 tiny, timmy, tin. He sure is little. And that big spider's creeping up on him.
Are
they trapped in there?
Garpathin too, isn't it?
Yeah. Garpathin and Simon. Or is it Simon and Garpath? I forget. Yeah, somebody turn off the lights in here. They're blinking.
Trapped in a little rubber bag.
Look at his eyes.
The baby makes me smile. Lord, how she makes me smile. She's never far away. Or too tired to see.
I want you. On the heads of several prehistoric hominids.
Everybody has bad show dreams. Don't worry about it.
From the family tree which led to Homo sapiens. Modern
right
man. Our president
just
has
the show
a
glass.
He's always hovering around.
Then make him call 8484425.
And I want to be
funny
to
be without
free.
You because, well, this show is nothing
but
without
when
you.
She turns
well,
out
actually,
the lights.
It's a lot more fun without you. So don't call 8484425 because we don't want to hear from you. We don't care if you like this show or not. We don't care about anything. Whether or not, except whether it's true. We come to our little KPFA mail.
Gary Gabalgrim.
Whether or not somebody's waiting on us.
And Mobius Rex.
She makes me glad that I'm a man.
That's right. We don't care about you, listeners.
No
you're on the we don't care that you write in those $20 checks every 3 hours or off. If PFA makes you send those checks, that hell is some genius radio.
Of course, this is merely the top floor of the easy part.
Men of Harlech in the hollow, do ye hear on rushing billow, coming hither across the meadow, battle's distant sound? 'Tis the tramp of Saxon foemen, Saxon spearmen, Saxon bowmen, be they knights or hinds or yeomen, they shall bite the ground. Loose the folds of thunder,
flag we conquer under.
Went by too fast, though.
He's getting older. There's
slowly starting. Watch out.
Again.
Again. Okay, never mind. It's just a stupid idea anyway.
Never mind.
I think it might work.
Silly.
You want the good part, and then during the long, boring part, you let it ride.
Yeah, me neither.
The long, boring part. That's this whole show, dude.
Well, but even so, you know, the good part is when giant rubber octopuses are...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, you set off the giant rubber octopus alarm.
The show.
I told you that would happen. Nobody's interested in that stuff. I tell you.
Their face horribly, and now the
and how come
records fell on their faces.
We just can't seem to get K-Rob to drop in on us. Well, I think this show is headed for the knacker's yard.
Bought it down at
to be boiled down into gelatin.
Thank you. Okay, here we go.
40 cents, please.
This magical sample.
I don't have it today, but I'd gladly pay you Tuesday.
So if you want to take him down to the Carlson house.
Okay, there goes Gary Bofam flying into the show. He's jumping out of the helicopter now.
Oh, yeah, sure is fun jumping.
Helicopter.
Was on the ground.
Okay, now run up
Yumpin'
the stairs.
Yimini.
Run over here to the office and run up here. I shaved my head, especially for
this is so fatiguing. How this running about?
Horses are trotting along.
And the police are downstairs. Now what am I supposed to do?
Here's the elevator to the stairs.
Okay, now we go.
Elevator, ting, ting. Get in that elevator.
You're beautiful, but why are you on my show?
Yes, why were you in my dreams?
There's a huge, angry crowd here.
Okay, now I'm all right.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. 1,000 microbats. Oh, they've ripped off.
You, dear woman, are an alien.
The invasion of the million microbats. Yes, that had to happen too at the same time. I don't know.
More stuff.
Look at that.
Kind of getting tired out. I don't have any more energy since they've been a cutting and a chopping on me.
Okay, some scary stuff.
I just tend to pass out.
Boogity boogity.
Don't ever touch the lips of an alien with your own lips.
Now he's got the alien stuff.
You're in disease.
Aliens.
Well, don't answer the phone while I'm kissing the alien. It hurts a lot. I really like it.
Don't answer the phone. Don't go into the forest.
You're not an alien anymore, honey.
Don't go into the woods. Don't look in the basement.
That was an amazing special effect.
I like it.
Floop.
Now the call is given up.
That's true. Yes. Well, it's 848-4425.
Don't
want to call
anything.
Us that answer.
If I only wasn't in this orbit.
Everyone, right now, call 848-4425. Everybody in the whole world, call 848-4425. Because we can't use a telephone
now. We're outside the show now. And,
we haven't had...
Outside what show, Pilgrim?
For a ride.
A little caller. Well, hello. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I am of a different religious persuasion.
Aren't we all?
I would like to tell you about this strange new religion we have here in Northern California.
Let's get this going.
Would you like me to send you some literature?
Yes.
That was pretty good. Okay, that's what you had to practice for an hour?
Oh, try another listener. Hi, another listener.
Hello.
Kill that listener.
848-4425. If you wonder why we're going to take a shot up next,
we're going to talk all at once.
You're not sticking that needle in me, Doug.
Wait, Frank, get away.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, wait, you're supposed to say that. Oh, sorry, I had your line there.
848-4425.
The callers are trained.
Anyway,
we're in the show mental hospital, and Tor Johnson is in the bed right now.
Tor like oatmeal.
Stab the doctor.
Mrs. Reagan's chair. Turn into a flower.
That's what I got for making fun of Reagan's polyps. That one really came back to get me.
Okay, we're taking Hal away now.
Besides, they work on the president for free.
It was very important,
like me,
to know.
Look at that lighting. Boy, that's real stuff.
Schultz said President Reagan and his top advisors are convinced that injecting
Mobius?
A greater element of heroin into their arms will make the strategic...
We can't change movies. This is your life.
An old face, I lead an old dance. I'm gone to Montana for to throw the Julian. There's feed in the coolies, there's water in the draw. Their tails is all matted, their backs is all wrong. Ride round, little doggies. Ride round them slow, for fiery and snuffy are raring to go. Oh, when I die, take my saddle from the wall and put it on my pony. Lead him out of his stall. Tie my bones to his back. Turn our faces to the west, and we'll ride the lone prairie that we love the best. Ride round, little doggies, ride round them slow, for fiery and snuffy are raring to go.
I suppose you did.
What was it that woke you? Did you have a strange constriction, a palpitation of the heart?
Who is that guy that just said that?
Which guy?
Which guy?
The one that just said
the witch guy.
That friction of the heart.
I have heard him on the radio before.
Well, he's very
I'll turn you into an ugly toad.
No!
He's very interesting, to me at least.
That's because he's not that interesting. He is interesting to you, okay? The rest of us really can't stand him because of a lot of reasons.
That's true.
Turn your head and cough, please.
Okay. They don't like me at all.
He was late on his story.
Well, he has a very distinctive voice. There's something about it that's impelling.
Oh, it's because he's a...
See, I've got fans, but they don't like to hear it.
Fixed like that.
I wonder if he had his own program on the radio.
Yeah, like this one.
It's a real estate program on one of those other KG stations. He's like a real estate expert during the day.
Yes, be aggressive and take my course in real estate.
Yeah, have you ever heard his show on that other AM station?
You can be a big winner.
I don't think so.
Make plenty of money.
Don't say the call letters. FCC has no
money. Dispossessing less well off.
The best part is he thinks it's a real person.
Actually, you can't say
that. Remember, I made a promise if you answered my question.
What was the question?
I would send the donation.
You haven't answered my question yet.
When are you going to go back to sleep?
Yeah.
Well, we're doing the best we can.
Think you can do it right now?
I don't know. I think I just.
I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to grab the most personal of your personal organs.
No, hey, stop that.
5 minutes
in. One hand. Keep your hands to yourself.
Right, I want you to take that wallet and write a check.
You have offended
right now,
me to the
while you're in a check, you're in a semi-dream state,
pole,
it's best to write that check.
A bohunk.
Right, hands well, against the car.
Anyway, if I send
a Latvian, a Lithuanian.
I'd fill in the amount if I was you.
But
because
the last time I listened to this person, he recited some fantastic story.
Oh, would you like him to tell you a story now?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me a story of Jesus. Stories that Jesus himself would like if he were
here. Gaddafi announces increased funds for Monty Hall.
Is that okay now? Can we change callers now? Another 848-4425, or else are we stuck with you for the rest of the night?
Well, I don't want you to be stuck with me, but I didn't get the story went by so fast.
The story was something about Oliver North is investing in heavily in country.
Now that's
chicken,
a story.
And, he's investing in
where's the beef?
Population.
Well, it's in the rice, so to speak.
Well, so how often do you listen to this silly show?
Can I ask you another question, then?
Yeah, one more.
Oh, sure. Just ignore my question. Oh, sure. I'm not important. Don't answer anything.
This concerns minimum wage, okay?
We don't know.
We don't get it. We don't want it.
You don't want that question?
We don't want it.
No, we don't want the wages. Okay. We do this for Bob. For Bob.
Minimum wage.
We're sheep for Bob. You are listening to a religious program. It's probably hard to tell now because we're in our sci-fi mode here, but this is actually a religious radio program, and it's totally devoted to the worship of...
It's really a good show, really.
A
sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon, and two hearts in tune, and some lullaby land. Fireflies gleam, reflects in the stream, they speak. sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze and float on the ripples. I'm deep in the spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew.
There are no nightingales in Hawaii.
The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever.
Until the next one comes on.
A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you.
And me.
The leaves from the trees all dance in the breeze.
Palm frond.
And float on the ripples. I'm deep in the spell as nightingales tell of roses and dew.
And
the memory of this moment of love,
the moment of
will
love,
haunt me forever. A tropical moon,
a tropical
moon, a sleepy lagoon,
a sleepy lagoon,
and you.
Who, me? Well, what about that?
Of the Lord. Like, for example, where Jews aren't supposed to eat lobster and things like that.
Just would you hold hands with a lobster?
Was the, British came in at the end. Like the guy that was Delbert Grady.
Delbert Grady.
Scatman Crothers. He came to Tucson. I forget what we did with him, but he.
We were working on a children's show. We were working on a play that we performed in front of kids, students. Yeah. And the Scatman was there.
And we had Scatman one time.
Yeah, he tried to make it with one girl who was in the
pick up the women.
Yeah, let's not tell bad stories about people, shall we?
I've never seen a lovely lady.
And now I think
like that. And somebody else who does that. Now I'm gossiping about people. But I don't think in this next case I'm
an Australian poem. The Bunyip and the Whistling Tea Kettle. I knew a most superior camper whose methods were extremely wrong. He did not live on tea and damper, but took a little stove along. And every place he came to settle, he spread with gadgets, saving toil. He even had a whistling kettle to warn when it was on the boil. Beneath the Wateras and Wattles, Boronia and Coolibah, he scattered pipers, cans and bottles, and parked his nasty little car. He camped this sacrilegious stranger. The moon was at the full that week. Once, in a spot that teemed with danger, beside a bunyip haunted creek. He spread his junk, but did not plunder, hoping to stay the weekend long. He watched
the bloodshot sun go under across the silent billabong. He ate canned food without demurring and put the kettle on for tea. He did not see the water stirring far out beside a sunken tree. Then, for the day had made him swelter, and night was hot and tense to spring, he donned a bathing suit in shelter and left the firelight's friendly ring. He felt the waters kiss and tingle. He heard the silence none too soon. A ripple broke against the shingle, and dark with blood it met the moon. Abandoned in the hush, the kettle screamed as it guessed its master's plight, and loud it screamed, the lifeless metal far into the malicious night.
I know most of you are really kind of wondering what's going to happen at Doc's Dump, right? What order we're going to play in and all that sort of thing. I know.
Well, the latest thing is we're not going to Doc's Dock.
Pretty exciting thing. You. Here goes.
By the time I got to Doc's Dock, we were half a million strong. And everywhere was song and celebration.
He's a little caller who...
And then I saw the bombers riding shotgun in the sky. But everyone was high, so I didn't care.
Haven't been worked out correctly.
No, we're gonna have to. Well, no, we can play, but it's just I don't think we're allowed to play the normal situation because
hey, come on, let's hear the record just for a minute or two.
You're listening to it.
But that would be kind of hip to broadcast Doc Stock live on KPFA.
In the morning.
7:40, 4:30. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a link?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Chicken.
A hot link.
Pretty amazing.
To our prehistoric past. Yes. Millions of years ago, giant dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
But what is the church of the subgenius?
Chicken,
how does our brain
chicken, 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 chicken,
chicken, chicken,
chicken,
chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken, chicken,
chicken, chicken, chicken,
so if you can't believe this show, we don't blame you.
According to recent...
Not
chicken, the giant radioactive Batman would appear.
So then, you find out the show is not what you thought it was.
Peaceful and
calm. No, and I'm not what I thought it was. Being something else.
Not something ever.
He sagged to the floor, his muscles refusing to bear his weight.
It was not.
He knew it now. He was high. The gas jet was on.
Well, everyone's talking about chicken. Wow. Chicken's a popular word. But everywhere you go, you're gonna find a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Some people call it a fowl. Wow. That's the story I heard. But let them call it this and let them call it that. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird, boy. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. You can boil it, roast it, broil it, cook it in a pan or a pot, bop. I do a lot of heat it with potatoes, rice or tomatoes. Chicken's still what you got. It was a dish for old Caesar, also King Henry the Third. But Columbus was smart, he said, you can't fool me. A chicken ain't nothing but a bird. Oh, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. We're off to bake a sunshine cake. It does more good than a big thick steak. We'll start with a table full of trouble, then add a smile and let it bubble up. Any questions? Well, let's proceed. We got the right ingredients, so let's proceed. A mouthful of chicken, that is all you need. Well, you got a lot of feeling in the measuring cup. Then you give it to the lady, let her stir it up. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up, stir it up. Boy, 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 you'll beat him up. It's got vitamin A and vitamin D. Vitamins, L-O-V-E. If you're fat, it's for that. If you're thin, pack it in. Who cares about packing a triple grin? We got the right ingredients, so let's proceed.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. And much good may it do you. We hope you'll be interested in following us on Relodio tomorrow night. Puzzling Evidence can't get there because of a massive traffic tie-up while the death rate continues to soar. But K-Rob and I, Dr. Howland Owl, and Sarah Z, perhaps even Michael Pepe, will be there. And oh, the fun we'll have. What larks, eh? What larks. We're going to have so much fun, I just don't
standing there, and
you could see right through her like a ghost.
Golly.
I don't like to have a
ghost. Punching the codes
said,
for the future.
Her voice sounding eerie and
the future is 50 minutes
like
from now.
Punishing them.
Well, I do have to get everything ready for my departure for the tattoo parlor, which means I might have to shut this baby down a little bit early. But I'll be there playing music while I'm tidying up. Hope you'll have enough interest left after all this to tune in next week. I might not be around for the long term. We're just gonna have to see.
We cannot deny the evidence that Earthlings are being endowed with supernatural powers due to a special link with a race of unknown visitors from the stars.
The hot link from space.
A major technical breakthrough in 3D show.
Major Matt Mason.
No expensive machines, and that's batteries, filters, complicated machines.
That comes from me.
Special earphones just to hear our show. Special show vision cassette.
They want to expand it for our big ranches. And like that, like the Bundys. They're good friends.
On Roach Ranch.
And wild horses forage.
Couldn't drag me away.
Which could be used to raise the beef critters.
Yes, the Cattlemen's Association.
Capturing them for dog food for years.
Or an apple fritter.
Frittering away the time of honest American businessmen. Or they could shoot them from helicopters like Sarah Palin shoots wolves.
Oh, the loathsome Republicans. How awful. How horrible. And now you see what happens when they control the whole government. We slide down the razor blade of life into a hellish world we never wanted.
That does
prevent bears from being in the area.
Get with the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean them bare necessities, those irritating memories, the simple bare necessities of life.
Disco police, eh? That would be the...
No more disco police.
Disco dip.
At this time... The Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, commences the end of its Bobcast day on Listener Bewildered Radio Valencia.fm. Here on 22nd Street in San Francisco's colorful Mission District, and right next to the makeout room, where I'm sure it is not difficult to make out trails of sonic disruption which plague and afflict this show, even as we try to control the music, sound effects, and every audio entity that goes out. Nonetheless, as if a rebuke to this hubris, we are eternally frustrated in this ambition because you just can't deal with the enormous amplification next door, causing the wall between that room and this to shake visibly. But we have attempted to entertain you after a fashion, and even provided an explanation of what happened to me in the hospital and what will happen again. And who knows for how many times as these medicos perform all sorts of bizarre things on my anesthetized body, helpless in their hands. Still, as long as there is life, there is hope. And we do hope that you will join us again next week for more of the same clabber. Yes, this stuff, this sound, this spice of life, this bleeding piece of earth, this show will continue in one way or the other. In fact, a rerun automatically comes on if I don't make it into the studio. Like I couldn't last Friday. They were operating on me. And by the time I got home, I was in no condition to go anywhere or do anything. And this may be more or less a picture of what is to come. But we shall see. She sells seashells down by the shell seashore. The shells she sells are seashore shells, of that I'm sure. So, yes, indeed, articulation is left unto me, and who knows, the show itself may actually show some improvement when one factors in the fact that they may be assuming a valedictory character. In the meantime, I'm off to draw at Dermophilia as soon as I put all this stuff from the show away and get it ready to scoop up when I come by about 4:30 a.m. on my way homeward. And even then, I have to spend a lot of time putting everything back because nothing can be left out. Nowhere, no way, no how. And so, in behalf of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, all of its appurtenances and subordinate entities, its fellow travelers, co-conspirators and collaborators, all who have helped make this show what it is, not to mention what it isn't, I thank you from the bottom of my bottom on this occasion. And for the rest, I will now say Good night.